flaggers. American flag, attention to a blank.
Show you what the Bible says in Ephesians 6:12 about And the Bible says in Ephesians 6:12 about putting on the armor of God. Good at Kara?
Ephesians 6:10 tells us, my friend, be strong in the Lord's and in the mighty of his power. Power of his might.
Good at Amaya?
Ephesians 6:11 also tells us, put on the whole armor of God that ye be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Ephesians 6:12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the darkness of the rulers of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yeah, I know. Verse 13, it says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. But how can I get the armor of God?
Let me call my brother. He's got a good demonstration to help you understand what it means to wear the armor of God. Hey, Brother Chris, how you doing? I got my friend here. She needs help with an illustration on what it means to wear the Lord's armor.
I'll be glad to. I'll be there soon.
Okay. He's coming to give us an illustration on a better idea on how to use the armor and what it means. Cadets, go welcome our troops.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Thanks for coming, brother.
Hey, Brother Ethan, how's it going?
It's good.
It's always a pleasure to show how the armor of God works. Hey, Sister Kendrick, how you doing today?
Good.
Cadet Manning.
Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth.
Truth keeps us secure in Christ and makes effective all the other pieces of armor. The belt of truth holds our armor in place. Commit yourself daily to walk in the light of God's truth.
Cadet Riley.
And having on the breastplate of righteousness.
A soldier with a breastplate goes into battle boldly with confidence. The devil is constantly attacking with lies, accusations, and reminders of past sin. The righteousness of Jesus is our breastplate.
Cadet Marissa.
And your feet shod with the preparation of gospel peace.
We must always be ready and advancing to spread the good news of our Savior, Jesus Christ, peaceably to others.
Cadet Landon.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
The shield not only defends our whole body, but also our armor. The shield of faith has a very specific function, to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Not some, but all of them. The shield moves with the attack, no matter what direction.
Cadet Sarah.
And take the helmet of salvation.
The enemy wants us to doubt God and our salvation. The helmet protects our minds from doubting the truth of God's saving work for us. Jesus is our salvation.
Cadet Samara.
And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
The sword of the Spirit is a weapon for defense. Strongholds and arguments and thoughts are all weapons the enemy uses against us. With the sword of the Spirit, God's word, we can be equipped to deal with them all. We need to trust in the truth of God's word. Great job, champion troop.
Now, how do you feel, Kendrick?
I feel courageous.
Great, and Sister Kendrick, never forget to pray without ceasing. That is a very important part of the armor as well. Group attention. Left, right on left, right, left.
Sergeant Amanda and her troops are going to come and give us more Bible verses. Cadet Natalie?
Ephesians 6:18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
Cadet Jordan?
And for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth fully to make known the mystery of the gospel.
Cadet Nira?
For which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
Cadet Ashlyn?
Ephesians 6:21, but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things.
Good at Chaz.
Ephesians 6:22. Whom I sent to you for the same purpose, that he might know our affairs and he might comfort your hearts.
Good at Gabby. Cadet Kylie?
Ephesians 6:24. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen.
Great job, Washington Troop. Now, Kendrick, you can't wear that to school every day. You look a little silly and you might scare some people. When we wake up in the morning, you have to put that on in your mind. And you have to remind yourself that we're in the Lord's army and we have to do right by God. You get it now?
Yeah, I got it. Thank you, brother. And like me, all you should be ready at all times with wearing the armor of God, too.
Served in the military. So if you're here tonight and you've served in the military, if mustard-colored vest. Our teachers, if all of you guys can please stand so that everybody can see. We have several teachers, and believe me, it takes every one of them. Things don't always run smooth during our program because we've got all these little ones and we never get to practice in here. The room that we're in is set up a little bit different, so we can't exactly duplicate this over there. So sometimes the kids don't know exactly where to go. So you're always going to have that one kid that goes the wrong direction, and we hope that that adds to the enjoyment of it. Tonight's all about the military and all about giving our kids awards. They work all the whole semester long in books, and they try to bring visitors and do things for the community so that they can honor God, and we like to reward them for that. We have some new kids that have become Bible Club members since our last presentation, which was in December, and I'm going to ask those to stand. Marissa, if you could please stand, and then the other little girl, Sophia, I don't think was able to come tonight. But the reason that we have new kids is because children invite their friends to come, or they invite somebody from school, or maybe they see the sign out front. But that's how we get new kids to come. And every single semester or term, we always have visitors. And so at this time, I want to recognize some of our kids who brought visitors. Now, we have a pen. It's called the Fishers of Men pen, and you get that pen if you bring at least two visitors during a semester, which would be from August to now. These children, they didn't bring two visitors. They only brought one, so they're not going to get a pen. However, we do have a little something for them. If I call your name, come and see Miss Anna, okay? Daniel Metcalf. Rihanna, I don't think she's here tonight. Jordan Blanchett. And Emmanuel. And the Fisher of Men pin actually goes to a Judith Ortez, and she's not able to be here tonight. Now, we have an award for attending Sunday school. That's Sunday school at Lock Haven. So the kids that, these next kids attended Sunday school, we let them miss one time. So these kids have been here pretty much consistently. And that would be Rhett Mann. Landon Mann. Riley Stockton. Sarah Spencer. And Kendrick Mann. We also have an award for Bible Club attendance. We'll do that as soon as you get your pens. Okay, Bible Club attendance, they can miss one meeting and qualify for the pen. So all of these kids have been here pretty much every single week. Adeline Metcalf. Maya Clegg. Riley Stockton. And as you can see, they get very excited when they get a pen or an award or a piece of candy. And they appreciate all all the candy that the church members donate to them. Who did I call last? Chaz Kowalski. Kendrick Mann. Landon Mann. Luke Metcalf. Rhett Mann. Sarah Spencer. Marissa. And Samara. Look how excited they are. Luke, are you excited? We also have a community service pin. They qualify for this if they do some type of outreach for the community. And we, our teenagers, or actually the whole church, if they want, can attend the monthly meeting that we have at the nursing home. We go to a local nursing home one Sunday a month. Sometimes we take the church bus, we stop and have lunch, and then we go and see the senior citizens, get them out of their room, say hello, how are you, how are you feeling today, any doctor appointments, that type of thing. Just kind of be a friendly voice to them. We sing to them, and then the pastor gives them a short message. If they attend that, we give them a community service pen. Some children have picked up trash in their neighborhood or some type of project that they come up with that's doing something for someone else. They would qualify for the community service pen. The children that earn that for this time is Sarah Spencer, Riley Stockton, Chaz, Kendrick, Landon, Natalie, Rhett, and Desiree. All year round, we have books. They're a work-at-your-own-pace type book. There's four different age level groups so that the children are able to work in a book that's at their pace. For the little children, 4 and 5, that aren't reading very well, we have one-on-one. The teachers sit with them and actually go through the lesson with them every single week during what we call book time. The older children that are in school that are reading, they sit at their table and they work at their own pace. These books, some of these books have projects in them where they might have to make a puzzle or do some type of little project, and that's, they have to do that pretty much on their own with supervision of all of these teachers. We have to we check what they do to make sure that they're actually doing it. And we reward them by, we have prizes in the classroom that they can get if they do the right amount of pages in a given meeting. If they do, they get to get something out of the back, one of our little prizes. If they don't work in their book because they just didn't feel like doing it that night, then they don't get a prize. But it's a work at your own pace, so all the kids are at different, in different books, at different degrees. Some kids go really, really fast, and some kids do it a little slower pace. So these are the kids that have actually completed a book. The books are pretty long, so they are challenging. Our first award goes to Rihanna, and that's for Helper Blue. Oh, she's not here, sorry. Riley Clark. And that's for Helper Blue. Luke Metcalf, Helper Blue. Daniela Callahan, Helper Blue. Rhett Mann, Watch for Blue. Zena, Watch for Blue. Jordan Blanchett, Watch for Blue. Gabby Wright, Watch for Blue. Chloe Bond, Watch for Blue. Adeline Metcalf, Watch for Blue. Landon Mann, Warrior. Kendrick Mann, Warrior Purple. Landon Mann, Warrior Gold. Kendrick Mann, Warrior Gold. Daniel Metcalf, Warrior Gold. Amaya Clay, Warrior Blue. Sarah Spencer, Champion Red. And Samara Gase, Champion Blue. That's a lot of books that those kids have completed. Now, the Cadet Leader First Class Gold Pin is earned by those children who previously completed three books in a one-year period, which made them earn a Cadet Leader Second Class Silver Pin. So these children basically completed at least six books in a 1 to 1.5 year period, which is a lot of books because they're pretty big. Kendrick Mann gets the Cadet First Leader Gold Pin. And Landon Mann. Having the teenagers come over and do a skit for us. We can do it by doing a skit for you guys. So I hope you guys enjoyed the presentation, Pastor.
All right, this is kind of a surprise. The teachers have asked me if I would come up and speak a little bit. You met Miss Jill. She's not just one of the teachers, but she's the leader of the Discovery Club. She's the backbone. She gets everything going. And the teachers have decided to present her tonight with a little plaque and some flowers in appreciation for her service that she does for the Lord. If you guys would give her a hand.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, visitors, for sitting through the presentation and enjoying that with our kids. They do put a lot of effort into our kids throughout the year. And you just happened to fall in on the presentation time of it. I hope you did enjoy it. Parents, thank you for allowing our workers to work with your kids and to help them to discover more about God in the Discovery Bible Clubs. If you have your Bibles just for a moment, let's turn over into the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. I said, preacher, it's almost 8 o'clock, I know. But I'm a preacher. What do you expect? Can't gather people up and not preach a moment. And these folks come all the way from Michigan to hear me preach. From Cayman Islands. What in the world? I can't let them out here without hearing a little word of God. 2 Timothy.